Anna woke up in a cold sweat. Dawn sat next to the bed, reading a book. Her lips moved ever so slightly. She was praying.
Sister Dawn!
What would you like? Some water? Are you hungry?
No, something awful is going to happen.
Anna, what's the matter with you?
I thought you were...
Is something wrong?
I just had a dream. You were with the king. He accused you of helping General Darian.
You dreamt that? What else did you see?
They're coming.
Who is?
The shepherd and a mob. They're coming to...
Wait here. Come with me, Sister Dawn.
Yes, sister.
Anna, lock this door behind me. Use the window if anyone but me comes to this door.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wanted to see me, Darian?
Kyle, yes. I received a report from Dor, and I sent Colonel Oliver to confirm it. He just returned from there.
What's wrong?
You must be brave.
Brave? About what?
According to the report, unknown marauders attacked the convent. They murdered Sister Leona and everyone inside, and then set fire to the building.
What about Anna?
According to the report, there were no survivors. I'm sorry, Kyle.
Anna's dead? No, 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 I don't believe it. We didn't come here for Anna to die. It's a mistake. She can't be dead.
I'm so very sorry.
What kind of world is this? The Unseen One wouldn't allow Anna to die. No, I don't believe it.
Kyle.
Where's the report? Does it describe her?
Well, there's a list, but they wouldn't know her name to write it.
Please, let me see it for myself.
Here. The ways of the Unseen One don't always line up with what we hope or expect. His purpose is...
She's not here.
What do you mean?
It says all the victims in the convent were 13 and older. There's no mention of them finding a young girl. She's alive.
Kyle, listen to me.
Anna is alive. She escaped somehow.
It's possible. We'll pray it's true.
It is true. I know it is. But if she's alive, where is she?
Oh, my head.
Hello there, little one. I wouldn't get up too fast if I was you. It's raining cats and dogs and turkeys out there.
Who are you? Where am I?
You're in the house of Anastasia. My house. Oh, it's not the king's palace, but it does. Yes, it does.
Where is your house?
Where? Why, I lives near Wallet in Stone. Stumbling around in the dark you were. Thought you were a beggar, I did. Nearly turned you away. Excepting I had a torch and saw your eyes. Then I knew better. Better indeed. You must have been walking for miles.
My eyes?
Two colors you have. One of the marks of the Unseen One. She's special, I said to myself, and put you to bed. Bad luck otherwise. I found foreign coins in your pockets. They will serve as payment for my help, though I don't know what kind of money it is. What is this creature?
A buffalo. That's a nickel.
A nickel? Isn't that something? A nickel! What's a nickel?
Look, no offense, but is this real or another dream?
An interesting question he asks. Yes, he does. 'Tis real we are.
Oh, sometimes it's hard to tell.
You said much in your sleep. Came from Sister Leona's house, I reckoned. Sister Leona never liked me, but I'm sad that she was made dead.
Dead? Oh, Sister Leona. All the sisters.
A tragedy it was. Though I won't miss her. I make a business that she don't approve of. No, not at all.
What kind of business?
The spirits of the departed is my trade. I speak to them, and they visit me, they do. Can't you read the sign on the wall? There. Anastasia, the mysterious. That would be me. Oh, but look at you, shivering cold. Nothing like my potbelly stove to take the edge off. Rusted she is, but dependable. Warm you up, she will.
Oh, thank you for your kindness, but I have to go.
Go? In this rain? You mustn't.
But my brother will be worried about me. He doesn't know where I am. He might even think I'm dead.
Do you know where he is? We can contact him without your walks in the rain.
How? Card tricks? A crystal ball?
Yart amusing, yar. We can call.
Call?
Call that box on the wall. Have you not seen one? Huh? It's called a telephone, it is. I'm the only one who's got one for miles around. If there's one where your brother is, then you're as set as a plum pudding.
But I don't know where he is, only who he's with.
Who is he with?
I shouldn't say.
Too late. You already did.
What?
In your sleep, you talked about General Darien going to his parents. Darien's a fine lad. Even if he is a traitor, it's no good.
He is not?
I don't think so either. Leaford.
What?
We'll call Leaford. That's where Darien's parents live.
Anna picked up the phone receiver and spoke to an operator who said she would have to connect her to the Leaford operator. Once that was done, the Leaford operator, who had been friends with Torben and Evelyn for years, warily transferred Anna to what she called the public line for the house. A servant answered and promised to deliver Anna's message to either Torben or Evelyn, though he claimed not to know anything about Darien or his whereabouts.
It would have been easier if I walked.
Four things happened as a result of Anna's call. The first thing was that the servant told Torben about the phone call from Anna. Torben ventured out to the old house, where Darien and his men were making final preparations to leave for Gothard. Upon receiving the message, Darien dispatched Kyle and Colonel Oliver on two horses to get Anna from Walton Stone in front of the post office, which was the only building in Walton Stone. The second thing was that Kyle got a crash course in horseback riding.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The third thing was that Kyle hugged his sister without embarrassment.
Anna!
There, for all the world to see, in front of the Wallet and Stone post office. And he noticed that something about her had changed.
Whoa, what happened to your eyes? They're different colors.
Oh, I'll tell you later.
The three left immediately and returned to Darien. While they journeyed, the fourth thing happened as a result of Anna's phone call. The Leaford operator who had placed the call told her supervisor about it. The supervisor, who was under strict orders to report any activity connected to Darien's family, phoned the palace of King Lawrence and told an official about the girl's call. This news was then delivered to General Little, who now knew that Darien must be somewhere near his parents. Little passed the news on to King Lawrence.
Perfect. Now I can squash the little insect.
Anna, I'm so glad to see you again. Oh, alive!
Thank you, General.
Are my suspicions true? Did the King's men kill the sisters?
Yes, I saw it in one of those dreams I have. King Lawrence confronted Sister Leona about you, and she explained what had happened, but he didn't believe her, so he sent in some thugs and... Oh, I can't bear to think about it.
I blame myself. Those poor women lost their lives because of me.
But you only visited them because the old judge told you to.
The old judge told me to take Anna there, not stay for food or take Soren's sword. If I'd done exactly as he said, it wouldn't have happened.
But you can't know that.
Nobody can.
I promise you this. If ever I am made king, I will set these things to right. There will be justice in this land. We will grieve for the dead later. For now, I must get my family to Gothard. And we must move to safer regions.
Where are we going?
South to Kellen. It's a town about 2 miles from our border with Palatia.
Palatia? But aren't they your enemies?
For the moment, we are at peace. Anyway, Kellen is walled in and very near the Valley of the Rocks, which has endless caves and cover. It's the best place for us to hide.
Is that what we're gonna do?
It's the only thing we can do. I will not take action against the king, but I'd be a fool not to believe that he'll attack me. After what happened at the convent, I think he's capable of anything.
Colonel Oliver.
Yes, General.
Let's move out.
That evening, General Darian, Kyle, Anna, and his troop of 100 men drew closer to the town of Kellen. Darian noticed that the road seemed unusually deserted. Further on, they saw that some of the telephone and telegraph poles had been knocked down, the lines cut.
Wait here, General. I'll scout ahead. Hyah!
Colonel Oliver rode off and within an hour returned.
Whoa! Palatians, they have Kellen under siege.
No! Kellen is a good 2 miles inside our territory.
They're a brazen bunch. Do we attack?
Not until we assess our strength and come up with a plan. Set up camp over there, near that grove of trees. Well, Ollie, what's the news?
Each man has a pistol, a few have rifles and swords. It's not enough to mount an attack on a walled city. And to be candid, sir, some of the men believe it's for King Lawrence to save Kellen, not us. Surely he'll learn of the Palatian attack soon enough and we'll have to respond.
And what do you think?
I believe we should attack the Palatians and drive them from Kellen. It's our duty as Marutians. But I honestly don't know how to do it.
What do you think, Kyle?
What do I think?
You're my guardian angel. Would I be in danger if I attacked the Palatians?
I don't know.
Anna?
Yes, sir?
You have been taught by the old judge and Sister Leona. You, better than any of us, know the ancient ways.
I don't know that much.
Yes, you do. The old judge said you're a voice for the unseen one, which means you see what we cannot see, then speak what we can't hear. So, if we attack the Palatians in Kellen, will we win or not?
Well...
Lift your cups, my good friends of Kellen. Mayor, this is a day of celebration. The Palatians are defeated, and Kellen is free.
To you, General Darian, for your victory.
No, Mayor, no. May the Unseen One receive glory from our victory. To the Unseen One.
To the Unseen One.
Anna, are you all right?
What's wrong, Anna?
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Will you tell us what the Unseen One wants us to do?
Go into battle. The Unseen One is with you. You'll win. You'll save Kellen.
Thank you. You heard her, Ollie. Tell the men we attack at sunset.
General, with all due respect, how can we go against them with the number of men or weapons we have?
I have no idea. But you heard Anna. We will have victory because of the Unseen One. So we attack.
All right, sir.
Gather the men. I'll tell them myself.
Yes, sir.
What happened to you?
Oh, I don't know. Suddenly, I could see it.
But how?
Well, how do you know when Darian is in danger? It just happens, right? It's the Unseen One who does it.
But there's no plan. How are we supposed to win?
I guess we'll find out.
Here is the setup. The Palatians will be looking for a large army headed by King Lawrence or General Little. They won't be looking for stealth fighters, and that's just what we'll be.
How will we get in?
Kellen has a single large gate. We're here. That serves as its only formal entrance, but it also has smaller entry points along the circular wall here, here, and here for bringing in livestock, getting rid of rubbish, and all that. We'll disguise each of you as traders and shepherds, and you will enter the town one and two at a time throughout the rest of the afternoon and before they close the gates, right here at sunset. Once you're in, you'll position yourselves at these entrances. If the Palatian officers act according to character, then they've taken over the mayor's offices and residences. The remaining Palatians will be camped in the open spaces around the town. Our men will casually and systematically capture or get rid of the soldiers who've been put on guard duty.
And the Palatian officers who are secure in City Hall?
If we capture the Palatian commander, then the rest of the officers will give up. You can count on that. For all their bluff and bluster, the Palatians are cowards.
and we'll capture the Palatian commander. How?
Kyle will take me to him.
What?
Colonel Oliver, my mother packed my formal uniform in a trunk in my wagon. Have someone get it, please.
Yes, sir.
According to plan, Darian's disguised men carefully and quietly dispatched pockets of Palatian soldiers around the city of Kellen. An unexpected help was that the Palatian army was not only drunk from their victory, but drunk.
Pardon me, friend.
Yeah? What?
Your shoe is untied.
Huh?
Major Luck.
The Palatians had no idea what was happening to them until it was too late. But the Palatian officers who were staying in the city hall were well guarded. Also, according to plan, Darian and Kyle made their way to the center of the city. Kyle was dressed normally, while Darian wore his fully decorated, for special occasions, general's uniform.
Here we are, the steps of City Hall. Oh, here comes one of the officers. Ready?
Oh, I sure hope this works.
I'm Darian. Come and take me.
What's going on here?
Please, sir. I found this man wandering in the forest. He kept screaming that he was General Darian. I heard you Palatians are offering a reward for him.
This is Darian? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I think he lost his mind.
I don't have time for a madman.
Madman! At me.
Take me to your leader. My leaders are busy. Now go away.
Oh, you go away.
Look, sir, if this man is really Darian, what will your bosses say if you let him go?
Bosses?
Look, I'm just a kid, but I think you ought to take us to your general. I'm sure he'll thank you for capturing the famous General Darian. Maybe you'll get a reward, too.
Well, when you put it that way.
No, put it this way! Ha! No, you put it this way. I'll put it this way.
He looks like Darian, but he's obviously out of his mind. I've received reports that he got himself involved in some kind of scandal with King Lawrence. Look at him. He's an embarrassment.
But what am I to do with him, General?
Get rid of him. Throw him back outside of the gate or lock him up. I don't care.
All right. You heard General Gaiman. Let's go.
What about my reward?
Your reward is that I'll let you go free rather than kill you. Now get out.
But I want my reward. I want my reward.
Ah, they're both insane. Sergeant, you have my permission to shoot them.
If you say so, sir.
Oh, look!
A can opener!
Ooh, hey, let me go! It's my gun!
Can opener!
Sergeant!
I'm trying to, sir! Let go of my gun!
Can opener!
The gun!
Oh, you may be right. It is a gun.
Oh,
and a fine one it is, too. General Gaiman,
consider yourself captured.
What?
Kyle, go to the window and signal the men.
Yes, sir.
No, this isn't possible. Where are my weapons?
Stay put. Now, why don't we go over your terms of surrender?
No.
Lift your cups, my good friends of Kellen. Mayor, this is a day of celebration. The Palatians are defeated, and Kellen is free.
To you, General Darian, for your victory!
No, Mayor, no! May the Unseen One receive glory from our victory! To the Unseen One!
To the Unseen One! Yeah!